Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
Hello! У микрофона Рита Белова. Вместе с профессором Грамматиковым мы займемся сегодня, ну, конечно же, English Grammar.
Yes, hello, this is Professor Grammar, and it's time for an English lesson.
Сегодня мы поговорим о вежливости в английском языке. Вежливый?
Polite.
А антоним этого слова по-английски? Знаете?
Impolite.
Да, вежливый и невежливый.
Polite and impolite.
В сегодняшней программе профессор со своей ассистенткой рассматривают вежливые просьбы.
Polite requests.
Давайте послушаем.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. Yes, this is Professor Grammar, and with me is my assistant, Coraline.
Hello, Professor. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, we are very polite on this program. Very polite. Coraline, do you know the most polite word in the English language?
The most polite word in the English language. I know. Please.
Please.
Please. P-L-E-A-S-E. Please.
Please. Oh, you can never be too polite. Now, in today's lesson, we are looking... Where is it? Ah, yes. We are looking at polite requests. Coraline, read these example sentences.
Say please.
What? Oh. Please. Coraline, my dear, read these example sentences... Please?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Open the door.
Open the door. Now, Coraline, please ask me to open the door.
Would you mind opening the door?
Would you mind? Would. W-O-U-L-D. Would.
You. Y-O-U. You.
Mind. M-I-N-D. Mind. Would you mind? Would you mind opening the door?
Open the door.
Oh, be polite. Say, would you mind opening the door?
Можно попросить вас открыть дверь?
Would you mind opening the door?
Это вежливая просьба. После
Would you mind?
Следующее слово всегда имеет окончание ing.
Would you mind opening?
Opening. O-P-E-N-I-N-G.
Opening. Would you mind opening the door?
А теперь пора уделить внимание правильному произношению. Повторяйте, пожалуйста.
Would you mind? Would you mind opening the door? Would you mind opening the door?
И что же сказал профессор? Какое самое вежливое слово в английском языке? Ну, скажи-ка, пожалуйста.
Please.
Please. P-L-E-A-S-E.
Please.
Мы на уроке у профессора Грамматикова в студии BBC. Послушаем теперь еще примеры вежливых просьб с выражением
«Would you mind?».
А у вас есть возможность попрактиковаться. Профессор грамматиков, как вы помните, очень любит давать упражнения, а ваше дело — строго следовать его желаниям. Вернемся к нашему профессору.
Yes, it's time to analyze that structure, would you mind, and look at some rules. Oh, there's a rule for everything. Yes, yes. Coraline, would you mind reading another example?
Not at all. Close the door. Would you mind closing the door?
Would you mind closing the door? Closing the door. Ing.
Would you mind opening the door?
Ing.
Would you mind closing the door?
Ing.
Professor.
Ing. No. Stop wasting time, Coraline.
Me?
Would you mind opening the door? Would you mind closing the door? Yes. Yes. Two polite requests.
Time for an exercise, Professor?
Oh, what a good idea, Coraline. Oh, I love exercises. You at home, I want you to make some polite requests with would you mind. Coraline will tell you to do something, and that's very impolite. Change the sentence. Make a polite request with would you mind?
Would you mind giving us an example, Professor?
Not at all, my dear. You at home, when someone tells you something but you don't understand, you might say...
Say that again.
Oh, no. That's very impolite. Be polite. Would you mind saying that again? Or would you mind repeating that? That's very polite. That's good. Now you at home, make polite requests with would you mind. Change my orders into polite requests. Are you ready? Thinking music. Number one, be quiet.
Would you mind?
Oh, shh, be quiet. Number two, lend me your pen. And number three, tell me the time. Oh, look at the time, look at the time. The answers, Coraline, the answers. Number one, be quiet.
Would you mind being quiet? Would you mind being quiet?
Very polite. Number two, lend me your pen.
Would you mind lending me your pen? Would you mind lending me your pen?
Not at all. Number three, tell me the time. This pen doesn't work.
Would you mind telling me the time? Would you mind telling me the time?
Of course, it's... look at the time, look at the time!
Ах, бедный профессор. Вернемся теперь к ответам на это упражнение. Первый.
Would you mind being quiet?
Можно попросить вас помолчать. Второй.
Would you mind lending me your pen?
Можно попросить вас одолжить мне вашу ручку. Вопрос третий.
Would you mind telling me the time?
Можно попросить вас сказать, который час? И опять произношение. Оно ведь играет большую роль в английском. Повторяйте, пожалуйста. Please.
Would you mind being quiet? Would you mind being quiet? Would you mind lending me your pen? Would you mind lending me your pen? Would you mind telling me the time? Would you mind telling me the time?
А теперь попросим профессора еще раз дать нам упражнение.
Number one. Be quiet.
Would you mind...
Be quiet. Number two. Lend me your pen. And number three, tell me the time. Look at the time, look at the time. The answers, Coraline, the answers. Number one, be quiet.
Would you mind being quiet? Would you mind being quiet?
Very polite. Number two, lend me your pen.
Would you mind lending me your pen? Would you mind lending me your pen?
Not at all. Number three, tell me the time.
Would you mind telling me the time? Would you mind telling me the time?
Of course, it's... look at the time, look at the time!
Наш уважаемый профессор обещает еще многому научить слушателей этой серии. Так что давайте не пропускать ни одного урока. А пока всего доброго! Bye-bye!
Cheerio!
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.